Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
All right. Hello there. It's a Wednesday morning, and I was back there busily editing some stuff at my desk when Ethan sticks his head out the door, as he does several times a morning. He goes, "Mark, your show's starting." So I walk in and the music's playing. Sorry about that. But working hard for you as usual to make sure we're covering everything. Yesterday was the State of the State address for Governor Kehoe. Now, we tried to get him on this morning. Thought we had him scheduled, and then they canceled on us at the last minute. So not quite sure why. Maybe we get him on tomorrow. He made some pretty big announcements down there, some pretty bold strategies. Clearly, the folks at Channel 5 were not impressed because of I watched part of their coverage from Mark Maxwell down there. Not impressed too much because they played a long. Honestly, Kim, listen to what I'm going to tell you here. They played a longer bite from his Democrat opponents than they did from the 1 hour speech the governor gave for the State of the Union.
That's not surprising.
I tuned into it. I wasted 2 minutes of my life waiting for Mark Maxwell's live shot, and he's only there because the governor's given a State of the State address, and he focuses in on the fact that the Democrats are now claiming he's going to hike your taxes, and they're calling him Tax Hike Mike, and they've given him a nickname, and he spent more time on that than he did on what the governor actually unveiled yesterday, which was some pretty big budget cuts, which impresses me if we can pull it off. And of course, the elimination of the income tax, and then basically making up at least some of that revenue through an increased sales tax, mm-hmm. which has pissed off the left because they always want to take away your income. And I think a sales tax is much more fair. You're taxed based on consumption.
So this would help because people who are traveling to the state would help make up some of that lost income from residents here because we wouldn't be having to pay the income tax.
Well, I mean, we get that on the gas tax, you could argue.
Right.
We get it on tourism taxes that way. But here's always been my point, and Art Laffer's point, I believe, largely, is that you are a better decision maker on how you should be anyway, a better decision maker on how you spend your money than the government is, right? The more of your money that you can keep, better off for you. Remember, there was a time in America until what, 19, was it 15 or 16 when they instituted the income tax, when you got to keep all your money before the government decided, hey, give us some of that and we can decide better than you how to spend it. So you keep that $5,000 that you paid in state income tax last year, however much it was, and you decide how you're going to spend it. If you want to spend it on liquor and cigarettes, that's on you. But you pay a little bit higher tax on those items when you go to the store to buy them, but you've also got more money in your bank account, right? Or if you want to spend it on education for your child, that's how you spend it. Or if you want to spend it on going to my favorite steakhouse, Twisted Tree, do that. That's your choice. instead of the government taking your money and deciding they're going to dole it out to somebody you'd rather not go to.
Well, and you've mentioned in the past that of all people, the real estate lobbyist group can be one of the loudest in Jefferson City. And Kehoe specifically said that when it comes to the increase of this tax that he would essentially propose to make up some of that lost income, he says, look, I would carve out some of these industries so that they would not be impacted, like real estate was mentioned, healthcare.
Because they would be the first
to shut this down.
You mean to because they would be afraid that they'd
be impacted too much, yeah, and then they would make sure that this didn't go through. So I think he's trying to target them, saying, look, I know you're loud. I know you have an impact. I'm going to make sure that you're not the first to try to squash this.
Yeah, that's probably true. I was looking. I want to get to my bite here on Kehoe from yesterday and the fact that he wants to cut the income tax. This is how KSDK covered his 1 hour speech yesterday. Now maybe they did something longer version of this later. This was the initial coverage. Listen.
And we must begin the work now to phase out and eliminate Missouri's individual income tax.
Governor Kehoe just proposed one of the largest and most devastating tax increases in state history while trying to deceive Missourians into thinking it's a tax cut. If you enjoy paying substantially higher taxes on just about everything you buy, then you'll love Tax Hike Mike's plan.
So as I was counting with my fingers, I can count as I went along there. The governor's bite was 6 seconds long. The Democrat majority leader who's speaking on the mic there got 19 seconds to call him Tax Hike Mike. Because he would transfer the confiscation of your tax money to a choice. You can decide how much you want to spend. You decide how much you're going to buy. It's a consumption tax is what it is. Instead of the Democrats deciding with their progressive tax schemes that they've got to take money. I've always been a flat taxer, always. That's the only fair way to tax anybody. We haven't had that. Steve Forbes and others wanted to move to it years ago. It's what we should have done, but we've never done that. If you make $1 million a year, you pay 10% of it. That's a lot of money. You're paying $100,000 in taxes. If you make $50,000 a year, you pay 10% of it. It's the only fair way to tax in this country, but that's not what the liberal left in this country wants. The progressives always want a progressive tax system where the green envy monster plays a role and they think you have to pay more because you make more. Well, if you're paying 10% and you make more, you are paying more. It makes sense to me. So a consumption tax works the same way, in my opinion. Maybe not as effectively, but I think it you're going to have to make the money up somewhere. You can't argue that you can put a $9 billion hole in the budget and not make up for it somewhere. Now, I admit we need to cut government, and the governor's apparently planning to do that. So we'll talk more about that. Hopefully, with any luck, we're going to get the governor on tomorrow or before the end of the week. But we'll see. We're going to continue our efforts to do that. Right now, let's get to our top stories, please.
The Mark Cox Shortlist.
Our belief is simple. Smaller government equals better government. Not because it does less, but because it does what matters. It focuses on its core functions and how best serve Missourians without overpromising and without overspending.
And that was a little bit more from the governor's speech than Channel 5 gave you yesterday. He wants to cut the budget, and he's got some ideas on how to do it. We'll see how it meshes with what they want to do in the Senate and the House.
None of us are eager to get the support of domestic terrorists. What we want is the support of the patriotic American people who built and sustained this country. They stand with President Trump. They stand with ICE and Border Patrol. They stand with America and the American flag.
Yeah, I do. I love that. I love Stephen Miller. The left hates Stephen Miller. And he's like, listen, I know they don't like me up there in Minnesota, but I'm not necessarily looking for the support of domestic terrorists. Take that.
You ever notice Joe would always cough before a speech? State of the Union, he gets, ladies and gentlemen. And then it would be like very short. Although the one time they had him spruced up pretty good, remember, he was high as a kite.
The president yesterday in Detroit went off script a little bit there during his speech talking about how bad Joe Biden was. But did you see the video at the Ford plant? Somebody yelled at him, and he gave him the one-finger salute as he was walking past. It was pretty rude, and apparently the guy at Ford got suspended for doing it, according to reports I've read this morning.
How's the 5% GDP and the new highs every day in the market and the 4.4% unemployment and the 2.7%
market highs and the 2.7%
inflation?
Market highs are great.
Where's the chaos you're talking about in the economy?
When you take away the independence of the Fed, whether that predictability is going to be
maintained. Things are pretty good right now, though.
Thank you. That is Joe Kernan, who is on the Squawk Box in the morning at CNBC. That guy's not going to be employed very long. He's on the way out. That was Mark Warner, the senator, sitting there with him. And at one point, when Kernan had owned him on how well the economy is going, of course, Warner comes in with his talking points of affordability and how bad things are. And Kernan goes, no, wait a minute. How do you like of 4.4% GDP growth? How do you like the record highs in the market? How do you like all this? How do you like interest rates coming down? Well, he's putting too much pressure on the Fed. Once he knew he'd been owned, he looked at the camera and said, I thought this was a financial show. Like, he started complaining about the line of questioning because he knew Kernan was owning him over there. So look for Joe Kernan to be unemployed here at some point, looking for something new, because NBC will not put up with that stuff for very long. You can't tell the truth over there and get away with it. Let's put it that way. All right, coming up, we've got you a check of business at the bottom of the hour. We're going to get a little more into that testimony yesterday on transgenders in sports. I'm not ever going to call them transgender women again. I'm done. They're men who want to play in women's sports. We'll be right back.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. And one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
All right, I've got the answer to the question I posed last hour when we were talking about comedians as we gave away the Jimmy Fallon tickets. Who was our winner today, Kim?
Bob from Fenton.
All right, Bob, congratulations to you. We gave away our tickets to Jimmy Fallon for the day. We'll give away more tomorrow and Friday. I was trying to think of the name of the other comedian I want to see, and he's coming to St. Louis April 3rd, and that is Brad Williams. I could not think of his name for the life of me, but I've been watching his stuff on Facebook clips, social media clips, and he's just hilarious, right? Self-deprecating humor. He makes fun of the fact that he's a dwarf constantly, but he's just a funny guy. And I'm anxious to go see him when he comes to town. So there, got that one solved. I was calling him. What did I call him? Bob Williams or something? I couldn't think of his name, but it's Brad Williams.
I think he said Brian Williams.
Brian?
Or something.
No. Like, that's the former
that
NBC
guy.
Anchor.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, that's either a state senator or the former NBC anchor. No, not that guy. All right, on to the Supreme Court. What an exercise in frustration if you are a human being with common sense. So I'm not talking to all of you lefties out there because you checked your common sense at the door. This is the everybody gets a trophy crowd, right? That's the problem we've got in this country. There's a difference between men and women. Period. End stop. Physically, there are differences between men and women. Are there one or two exceptions to that? Probably. Do you see any women playing in the NBA? No. Could the best NBA player play in the NBA? No. Because if they could, they would, and they'd make more money instead of belly aching about it. There have been some women who've been kickers and stuff in college football. Has one ever played pro ball? Will one ever play in the NFL? No. You may not like it, but you have to accept the biology of it. But we have Supreme Court justices in this country who can't accept the biology of it. And it just drove me nuts yesterday to listen to Ketanji Brown Jackson, the best person Joe Biden could come up with to be on the Supreme Court, because he boxed himself into a corner and said he had to pick a person of color. There had to be better people out there. This is what we ended up with.
That I guess I was getting at the what I understood the Chief Justice to be trying to discuss, which was this notion that this is really just about the definition of we accept that you can separate boys and girls, and we are now looking at the definition of a girl, and we're saying only people who were girl assigned at birth qualify.
And
girl assigned at birth makes me want to claw my eyeballs out. I'm so tired of that. The doctor didn't assign you your gender. God did.
You either have a uterus or you don't.
Well,
it's simple math.
It seemed like from
it's biology.
From the portion that I listened to, it seemed they're all talking about fairness and advantages or whatever. And they're talking about how, you know, some people take puberty blockers and things like that. And could there be some men in some subcategory who, even though they're taking certain things, they wouldn't have the advantage, or girls are taking testosterone. And it's like they were so fixated on these minute details that really you can't boil it down to that, because in one of the justices, I forget which one it was, made a really good point. He said, look, if we start whittling this down and trying to say, well, this group could play in sports if they meet this criteria, well, guess what? The left is just going to do everything they can to make sure that they meet that criteria, and then they'll use that as a reason to, well, this person should have an exception. You can't do that. You have to blanket say, if you were born a boy, you cannot play with girls.
Thank you.
That's it.
Period. End of discussion. We're going to talk to the Attorney General about a Missouri Supreme Court case on the SAFE Act coming up in the 8 o'clock hour. But listen to this. The ACLU lawyer, the one tried to stand up and make this argument yesterday that men should be able to play women's sports, couldn't define the difference between a man and a woman when Justice Alito pushed her on it. Go to cut one, please.
Is it not necessary for there to be, for equal protection purposes, if that is challenged under the Equal Protection Clause, an understanding of what it means to be a boy or a girl or a man or a woman?
Yes, Your Honor.
And what is that definition? For equal protection purposes, what does it mean to be a boy or a girl or a man or a woman?
Sorry, I misunderstood your question. I think that the underlying enactment, whatever it was, the policy, the law, we'd have to have an understanding of how the state or the government was just understanding that term to figure out whether or not someone was excluded. We do not have a definition for the court, and we don't take issue with the We're not disputing the definition here. What we're saying is that the way it applies in practice is to exclude birth sex males categorically from women's teams, and that there's a subset of those birth sex males where it doesn't make sense to do so according to the state's own interest.
Listen, well, how can a court determine whether there's discrimination on the basis of sex without knowing what sex means for equal protection purposes?
I think here we just know that we basically know that that they've identified pursuant to their own statute.
So you have your own statute. And if you've identified pursuant to your own statute, you should be able to play whatever sport you want. No, you have to know what a man or a woman is. These people play in games like their birth sex. They're playing games. They're trying to create a whole new class of people who have some individual right based on how they wake up feeling every morning. For God's sake, end the insanity. I can't wait till this Supreme Court decision comes out. I'm sure it'll be 6-3, I hope. Justice Roberts, talking to you. We'll be back in just a minute.
You walk in tired and hungry, one bad dinner away from losing it. You don't like to cook. You don't want more takeout. You just want something good. That's why there's Dish by Blue Apron. Pre-made meals with at least 20 grams of protein and no artificial flavors or colors. From fridge to fork in 5 minutes or less. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions apply.
All right, so, Kim, I pay attention to these things because, you know, I know it's a secret, but I like bourbon. I do.
What?
I like it. But the industry is in a bit of a glut right now because prices have dropped a little bit. I think there was news recently that Jim Beam had cut production at one of its facilities, probably because they've got so much juice put up in rick houses that they are looking down the road and they're going to have a lot more they're afraid than they can sell. And they, you know, the industry's been up, it's been down, it'll go back up again. It's just a matter, it's just cyclical is what it is. But yesterday I heard this guy named John Taffer. Have you ever seen Bar Rescue? He's the guy that does that show. And he was on talking about this, and I honestly had no idea. I mean, I know when I go to a bar, what if I'm going to order a drink, I know probably what I'm going to order. I have a pretty good idea. What he said yesterday surprised me, though, a little bit. Listen.
An interesting thing. We know that alcohol sales are way down and the industry is going through a bit of a demise and a lot of bourbons have filed bankruptcy. This is interesting. There's over 7,000 whiskey brands in America, SKUs. The average bar has only 40. Of those 40, they only sell 17. And of those 17, almost 70% of the revenue comes from three. So 7,000 brands winds up to creating revenue out of three. So we're going to see some real consolidations in the alcohol business, and we're going to see a lot of these brands disappear the next year. I think the bigger shift in habits is more towards alcohol than food right now.
Wow.
Interesting. So I wonder what the three are.
If I had to guess, probably Jack Daniels. I'm guessing maybe Jim Beam. I don't know what the third one would be. Any thoughts on that, Ethan?
Well, the way I'm taking it is, if I go to the bar, I'm not going to be ordering Pappy Van Winkle or, you know what I mean, something high grade. Now, they could have it up on their shelf, and they could have Blanton's up there, but I'm not ordering it.
Because you don't want to pay $20 for a shot. Yeah.
Or more.
Or more.
Yeah. I mean, if I want, you know, I can go get Maker's or I can get, you know, Knob Creek for cheaper.
Yeah.
I'm fine with that. Why would I pay?
You order wine and they have the wine glasses that cost like $30 or they have one that costs $15 and you don't want to look like the cheapskate who orders the $15 glass of wine. But I'm like, well, I'm not I do enjoy wine, but I'm not enough of a wine connoisseur where I really care to spend double the amount on that wine
glass.
I'm
with you. I never understood bottle service at these nightclubs where you pay $300 for them to bring you one bottle to your table.
Gosh,
are you kidding me? If I do that, I'm getting a bottle of something really good from the store. But the conversation was about Dry January and the impact that it has on bars and nightclubs, because a lot of people apparently abide by that, and then they just don't drink as much the month of January, and it affects the bars. All right, let's get to Nicole, please. Good morning, Nicole. How are you?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm doing good. We didn't check on the sales of mimosas. I'm sorry.
Oh, well, they're up just because of me. They're up.
That's funny. So what's going on with you? You doing all right? You feeling better?
There's some family stuff going on in my life, so I'm feeling a little, you know, emotionally exhausted, if you will.
I got
But, you know, time with the puppy fixes it, so we're hanging in.
That's good. You got Gordon Deals off the next couple of days. I heard him announce that this morning. His daughter's in some sort of national dance competition somewhere?
Yeah, so we'll be heading down to Florida. I told him I would call him every 5 minutes to keep him updated on everything.
Yeah, I'm sure he's looking forward to some time away, isn't he?
Yeah, he's probably going to block me.
Yeah, the NFL season's over for him because he does stadium announcing for, is it the Giants?
Yes.
Yeah, I thought so.
Yes. Yeah.
I get to go see the Denver Buffalo Bills playoff game in Denver's Mile High Stadium this weekend.
That's exciting.
I got so lucky because the tickets are at no cost, so all I had to do was pay to get there to see the game. And apparently they're really great seats somewhere in the lower bowl, somewhere about the 50-yard line. I'm like, wow, I've never had seats that good, particularly for an NFL playoff game. And I'm pretty excited about it. I love football.
Are you going with anybody?
My brother-in-law invited me and my two nephews, so I get to go with my family. I'm looking forward to it.
Is there like a tailgate and everything going along with it?
No, I don't know if we know anybody who's going to be there. I mean, you can't just barge into somebody's tailgate, I don't think.
Oh, I bet people do that.
right?
They might, hey, come on in, have a beer. I don't know if they do that or not in Denver.
If you show up with beer, I feel like anybody will take you. So.
That's a wedding crasher.
Hey,
yeah, you just show
you?
Up.
Yeah, that's true.
So, have an amazing time.
I will. That's what we're doing. I leave Friday night, so I'll be working Friday. I'll talk to you again Friday about it. What else is going on in the markets?
Okay, so futures are moderately lower. Tuesday, the Dow Industrials lost 398, the NASDAQ down 24, the S&P 500 down 13. Anheuser-Busch said it will air three new commercials this year during the Super Bowl on February 8th. This year's ads will feature Michelob Ultra, Budweiser, and Bud Light for an investment of 2 minutes and 30 seconds in national advertising time. Statista reports a 30-second commercial cost an average of $8 million during the Super Bowl last year. An industry expert says federal filings suggest that theme park operator Six Flags is selling or preparing to sell its St. Louis facility to a Florida company. Six Flags operator, North Carolina-based Six Flags Entertainment Corporation, has previously said it is willing to sell parks to improve cash flow. Crude oil prices rallied 2% after President Trump promised Iranian protesters that, quote, help is on the way. He also canceled meetings with Iranian officials. The Islamic Republic's security forces have cracked down on large-scale demonstrations, with hundreds of people reportedly dead. Saks Global, the parent company behind Saks Fifth Avenue, Neiman Marcus, and Bergdorf Goodman, has filed for bankruptcy protection. The company has been running out of cash and struggling to pay its bills since its acquisition of Neiman Marcus for $2.7 billion in 2024. J.P. Morgan Chase CFO Jeremy Barnum said the industry could fight President Trump's demand for credit card price controls. Banks and industry insiders say a proposed 10% cap on credit card interest rates would result in fewer credit card accounts for Americans and a dip in spending for the U.S. economy. And finally, neuroscience says that an introvert's social battery is depleted after exactly 2.3 hours of stimulation.
That seems long to me if you're an introvert.
That's not that long to me.
2.3 hours, like in a loud, raucous social setting, if you're an introvert, would probably be pretty miserable.
It depends the setting. Are you at some rave, or are you just with your friends at a small gathering?
I mean, I believe this was just for social gatherings in general, but to me, it's not that long. I don't know. But then again, I'm not an introvert. What would you guys say your social battery is typically?
I think I'm not an introvert, but I think mine's probably, I mean, I 2 hours, I would probably be, unless it's like a New Year's Eve party where you're getting there at 6:30 or 7 o'clock and you know you're going to stay through midnight. I mean, I'd rather do that in a setting with four or five couples I know pretty well than a crowd of 300 people that I don't know.
Same.
I'm to that age. I'm to the boring age.
Well, I'm at the boring age too, I guess, but I am a big extrovert. I energize being around people. So I, depending on who I'm with, I mean, I could hang out all day. I'm the kind of person where, like, and my husband will make fun of me for this. It's like if I have to clean the upstairs or something and, you know, the kids are all home and they're all playing, sometimes I want them upstairs just playing while I'm cleaning because I just don't want to be alone. I like feeling like everyone is there.
Oh, so you're that person that's like, ooh, where's next? Like the day never ends when you're involved.
I don't like being alone.
This is weird. I've had this conversation with my wife. She's the oldest of three, and I'm an only child. So I kind of grew up with that individuality. This used to be the case. She would not feel comfortable going to a restaurant and sitting at a table and eating by herself.
I wouldn't like that either.
And I've never had an issue with that. I just grew up, you know, by myself, not having siblings, and that's not something that ever bothered me.
Doesn't bother me either, and I have siblings, so I'm wondering,
maybe
why.
She's an introvert.
No, I'm an extrovert, and I don't want to do that. If I had to, I wouldn't flip out. I've done it before, but it's definitely not something I would look forward to. Like, telling me to take one of those solo trips that people get excited to take, I feel like every woman is like, I'm taking a solo trip. That does not sound fun. Aside from proving to myself I could do it, which maybe is some of the reasoning people have, I don't care. That sounds awful.
Yeah, but then you can do exactly what you want when you want. You don't have to compromise.
Yes. I'd rather stare at a wall and have good company.
I could do it, although I'd rather. You're welcome to come with us, Nicole. We're going to go to Switzerland at the end of September.
Wait. Let's clarify. Mark is going to Switzerland. Kim does not get to go to Switzerland.
Okay, not the show, but I get to go to. My wife and I are going to Switzerland at the end of September with a group of listeners, and there's still plenty of trips available. You can go with us. Round trip airfare. Boom. We're in Switzerland for a week. Isn't that great?
I'm telling you, you got to call Gordon Deal. You got to make this happen because I'm down.
All right.
I'm down. I got my passport. Let's go.
Perfect. All right. We'll work on that. Thank you. We'll talk to you Friday.
Thank you so much.
All right. Good. Yeah. By the way, the details are going to be released on it. I think starting tomorrow, we'll be talking about it more on the air in terms of doing some promotion for it. But if you want to get in early, if you want to be in the circle of trust, it's already up on the website, 971talk.com/events, Travel with Mark Cox. Our friends at Colette are setting this up. It's about 8 or 9 days in two different cities in Switzerland. We'll be taking a bus into the Swiss mountains, into Austria and Bavaria. it's going to be fantastic. This will be my third trip like this. I've got a core group of people who go with us. We've become great friends. We kind of hang out together. You can get in on that. All you have to do is go there and check out the details and get your reservation in, because I'm telling you, I think there's going to be a cap on how many people can go. They're basically going to fill a bus up, so you need to get your decision in early on that once we've started advertising it tomorrow. I'm kind of giving you a sneak preview. All right. Coming up, we're going to get to In Other News. Before the end of the show, we will talk to Missouri's Attorney General about a big court decision yesterday protecting Missouri children.
What's happening?
Go, you know the thing.
What the hell is going on?
In Other News.
I love, love, love this news, and I don't know if Sue's with us this morning, but my worst experience is trying to search for an email through Gmail. It frustrates the hell out of me. You come back with a list of potential emails that might have what you're looking for in it, and it's maddening because I have a lot of emails in my inbox. Gmail is introducing AI as a personal assistant. So you know if you Google something, what comes back at the top now is like an AI version of...
Yeah, I like that.
With an answer. Now that will happen within your email. When you search for an email... Your personal assistant, if you activate it, will be able to go through and summarize what you're looking for and find the information you need. Isn't that great?
Love it.
Where's it been my whole life?
It's on Samsung phones.
Oh,
sir.
Already? That's okay. I forgot you're one of those weirdos, aren't you? Yep. I'm kidding, Susan.
Oh, man. All right, how many of you are guilty of sacrificing sleep for me time? Because there's some study that says that Americans do that nearly four times a week on average. They're calling it revenge bedtime procrastination, and that Americans lose more than 300 hours of sleep per year because of this. That they're willing to stay up late just to, you know, scroll on their phone, even knowing it will negatively affect their sleep.
And it's doom scrolling, right?
Every night.
It's addicting.
Every day.
It's addicting.
It says the average person stays up roughly an hour and 50 minutes later than usual each time they do this.
And the only thing I can think of is to put the phone outside of the bedroom and just not have access to it. Because, and for some people, you need somebody to be able to reach you potentially, so you're afraid to do that. I don't know. It's a problem.
I'll stay up late because that's the time my husband and I have alone just to hang out. So once we put the kids to bed, okay, well, you know, I haven't seen you all day.
What's up?
Yeah.
Who are you again?
Yeah.
You know, for people worried about that, the president and the administration changed the way that they're granting some visas. And there's a new trend about who's being granted these O-1B visas for extraordinary ability, because we want to bring the best and the brightest to the U.S. Guess who's getting them? OnlyFans stars and TikTok influencers are dominating visas for their extraordinary abilities.
Okay. Extraordinary ability to do what?
Ooh, I don't know. I'm not going to answer that. Whatever. Whatever their talent is, they're apparently the best at it.
Well, and they're making millions.
Yes, they are.
In like a month. That's insane. Okay, we've talked a lot about bears. Remember there was a bear living in some California guy's home for more than a month? Well, there was some bear in Gatlinburg, Tennessee, who has now become a serial burglar because he broke into the same candy store four times.
Uh-huh.
Nice.
Glade's Homemade Candies in Gatlinburg said that this is a bear that just keeps on breaking in. I guess the candy's that good. And I don't know. It's funny because it's like it's frustrating, I'm sure, for this company to continuously be broken into. But at least if this is going to happen, let it be by a bear. Because you've got a great story, and now the company's gone nationwide.
Yeah, they're getting all kinds of
PR.
Publicity,
right?
Well, yeah, they should totally turn that into a PR campaign.
Oh, yeah.
From now on.
It's like photoshopping the monkeys or using ChatGPT.
Smart bear. He keeps going back, right? They learn his behaviors. Why do people rob banks?
What do you think he goes after? Like the chocolate, or what do bears even like?
Sugar.
Sugar? Honey?
Pretty much anything.
Did he find a honey pot in there? Maybe he did. I don't know. That's it. By the way, I was going to get to this. We may run out of time. There's a new luxury cruise line that has decided to go adults only because it wants a more tranquil environment for its guests. It doesn't want the towheads running around. It's called Oceana Cruises, and it's a Miami-based cruise line. So apparently they're going to start doing this all over the world. You have to be 18 and older to get reservations for the Oceana.
I get it.
There you go. There's a time for everyone for that, for sure. All right, coming up, we'll get to Mary Vogt from the Heritage Foundation. Stay tuned.
Get more at 971talk.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions apply.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. One in four students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.